You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, we were sitting around BSing. And one of the things that came up was this. Like, we do a scary laugh contest every year for Halloween. And we usually do that the week of Halloween. But we thought, wouldn't it be just absolutely preposterous to have people say something in a scary voice, but it's something that's not scary words at all? In other words, just some random comment.
That is preposterous.
It's preposterous, Jeremy.
You start.
But you're the expert
on
this.
No, you start. Come on.
I think I've waited long enough, and it's time to finally upgrade to a new iPhone.
How's that?
It's good. See? It's like simple, everyday stuff that you say in your best spooky voice, and we'll see how this goes, because
okay,
I know it's early.
I am worried about this. Why would you be worried knowing how wonderful our listeners are?
I know they're wonderful, but it's early. It's 7 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Oh,
we're going to need some energy, some people that want to have fun with this.
Hey, I just did it.
Dom just did it, for God's sakes. Let's see if I got one here.
You can do it.
Honeycrisp apples are now on sale. 82 cents a pound.
See? It's not. Oh, no. Don't get into the scary laugh contest. Don't do that.
82 cents, Dom.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to give away a copy of the Mindbender book, volume three.
Volume three.
Don't get a paper cut.
But I think it's a contest to see just how ridiculous our listeners can be.
Yes.
What you have to do is say the most non-scary thing in your best scary voice.
So be thinking about that.
And don't think for long. Call now. The potential is there for an absolute bomb, but there's also potential for absolute delight.
Hilarity will ensue.
Well, we'll find out.
I hope.
The idea is how you use your scary voice to say something that's not scary.
Have you seen Ted Lasso yet? It's fantastic.
See? All right, so we've got some contestants. The person who's been holding the person I'm most concerned about is Zach, because he wasted no time whatsoever in rushing to the phone.
He was the first one on.
You guys should definitely be afraid.
By 10 minutes, you were the first one on. You're like, I want to do it.
Okay, so the idea, Zach, is you use your scary voice to say something that's not scary, but you guys on the phone, keep it clean. You're first up. What do you got for us?
Does it want chocolate chips in its pancakes, precious? Scrumptious?
I do want chocolate chips in my pancakes. Thank you.
I just watched Lord of the Rings last weekend, so Gollum's in my mind.
Oh, yeah. I bet you're doing it all the time, huh?
I've got Gollum on my mind. That's a song, isn't it? That's actually pretty good, Zach. Jeremy, are you still worried?
So far, so good.
Okay. I'm making a note. He's Gollum.
Right. Chips and pancakes.
Zach, hold on. We'll go down the line. Here's Michael. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys.
Ooh, oh, this should be
good. This is good. You got a deep voice.
All right, Mr. Radio Voice. All right, what do you got for us? Let's hear it.
Babe, what do you want for dinner?
I want chocolate chip pancakes.
Michael, hold on.
That's pretty good.
All right, here's Doyle. Doyle, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, we're good.
Having some laughs,
as I feared, we have a lot. We do have women on the line, I've been told. So there are women on the line. Doyle,
Zach was pretty awesome. He was pretty awesome, I got to admit.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to outdo him.
Bring it, Doyle.
I don't know. I almost hung up because he was so good. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
good evening. I need to find something to eat. Blah, blah.
You should have hung up. You probably should have hung up, bro. Yeah, you probably, you can go ahead and hang up.
You know what? We'll do it for you. Yeah, we'll hang up for you.
Bye, Doyle.
Doyle, you're a great sport.
Goodbye, Doyle. Goodbye. Gonzo, get somebody else on the line.
That's funny. Shayna, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Morning. Thank you.
Hi, Shayna.
Funny. What are you going to perform for us? Let's hear it.
All right. I got more bubble juice for the bubble machine.
I got more bubble juice for the bubble machine.
Oh, yeah.
The children love the bubbles.
That's really good. Hold on. Don't go away. I really like that one, actually.
That is so funny.
I think we got a couple of leaders in the clubhouse. Here's Miguel. Miguel, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We're having a good time so far.
So have
man.
You been rehearsing while you're on hold? Tell me yes.
No, this is my regular voice.
So your regular voice is kind of creepy.
All right. You have the floor, my friend. Let's hear it.
I want bacon. I'm melting. What a world. What a world.
Should have stuck with your regular voice, I think.
I know.
Everybody's going deep, so I might as well hide.
You went Wicked Witch on us.
Oh, Miguel, you're a funny man. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it. Here's Jewel. Jewel, good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
Has she already started, or is this how she normally talks?
I'm ready.
God, I hope this is how you normally talk.
Please do. If there's a God in heaven, let this be the way Jewel talks at work.
All right, Jewel, give us your line. Lego my ego.
Lego my ego.
Okay.
Very good. Jewel, hold on. Don't go away. Okay, ego. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Ilsa, good morning. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. What's your, what do you want to tell us?
I'm the Wicked Witch of the West.
No, that's not, you're not really getting it. You're not quite getting what we're doing here.
See, you got to say something normal, just like in
everyday life. You're not actually a witch.
See, like I was saying, the mind bender is coming up in 15 minutes.
I put toothpaste on the grocery list.
Same thing. If you ask me, it came down to Zach and Shayna. The Gollum and the bubble juice person.
I like bubble juice. I like chips and pancakes. And I actually liked Michael, too, the what's for dinner.
All right, so do you want to do a three-way between Gollum, dinner, and bubble juice?
Let's do it. So come up with a new line.
Okay. So that means Zach, Michael, and Shayna have made the finals.
Correct.
And they each have to come up with a new line now. Okay.
Do we want to give a minute, or are we just going to go right to it?
No.
Go right to it.
Whoa, we don't pressure. Have a minute. Time pressure. Is money on this morning
pressure,
show.
Pressure, Zach.
Zach, first of all, congratulations for making the finals.
Thank you.
Now let's hear what you've got for your finals presentation.
Well, I'm going to stick with the same voice with some, does it wants to go to a movie this weekend, Precious? Maybe some popcorn and soda.
Hold on, Zach.
Okay, this is what we asked for. All right, Michael, you got to beat movie. Going to the movies.
What do you got, Michael?
Here, did you pay your parking ticket?
Hold on.
Good.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is. Shayna, good morning. Welcome to round two.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. What have you got?
That's a pretty good one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I forgot to get cat food again.
You win. Come on.
I think it's got to come down to cat food.
Cat food and bubble machine, man. Those are two solid. Yeah,
you stacked two really good ones. See, Zach and Michael got like about 100 and then each about an 85%. Yeah, yeah. You went like 100-100.
That's pretty good.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner!
Winner!
Good
you just
job.
Won the Mindbender book.
Well done.
Awesome.
Yeah. Zach and Michael, thank you.
You guys were terrific. Thank you for playing around with us. Shayna, way to go. Stand by, and Josh will come back and visit with you, okay?
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for playing along.
That was so stupid.
You
were worried for nothing because it turned out
great. It totally worked.
Well, some people are listening. They're like, well, great, maybe.
Click is what they're...
I want to do a shout out to all of the contestants. Zach,
yes.
Michael, Doyle, Miguel, Jewel, Ilsa, and Shayna, who finished up as the...
Big winner.
Scary voice...
Well done.
Grand prize winner.
Thank
today.
You, everybody, for having some fun. It's good.
Now, you can take this with you when you get to the office today, and you can irritate everybody by saying all the most mundane, regular office things in your scary voice.
Tina, I like your new jacket.
We're out of toner again.
We're out of coffee.
Good times.